Our first reading and gospel speak to us about hospitality. One of my all-time favorite New Yorker cartoons shows the first pilgrims wading ashore as one Native American on the beach turns to the other and says, "They sure look like undocumented aliens to me." Despite this cartoon, the Native Americans who received the pilgrims began what was, deservedly, our sterling reputation for welcoming the poor, the disenfranchised, and refugees. The whole world knows the Emma Lazarus quote on the Statue of Liberty: "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuge of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door." Despite this, it hasn't always been smooth or easy. The waves of mass immigration from the 19th through to the mid-20th centuries caused major disruptions, and we all know stories about signs in windows saying "Irish need not apply." We recall with shame how we callously engaged in the slave trade, and more recently, how Americans of Japanese descent were shipped off to internment camps after the attack on Pearl Harbor. I was horrified the other day to learn that some politicians are now proposing to put illegal immigrants into similar dire straits. Hospitality is at the heart of the Hebrew and the Christian scriptures. God has always welcomed sinners, outcasts, and strangers. And we who have experienced such kindness and generosity from God are surely obligated to do the same to those outsiders and strangers who come to us. In today's first reading, we are reminded how strangers arrive and many times bring new life and new energy. They often come bearing gifts to share with their hosts. The Shunammite woman welcomes Elisha by first offering him food. Then she invites him into her home and offers him a room. She's aware that he's holy. And in response to her generosity, Elisha promises, "This time next year, you will be fondling a baby son." When we receive the word of a prophet, we are blessed with new life. The woman not only welcomes Elisha, but in doing so, offers hospitality to God's word. Today, listening to the scriptures, we too welcomed God's word, making room for it in our hearts. Today's Eucharist will, I hope, lead us to reflect on who comes bearing the word of God to us. We must remember that prophetic people don't always fit into official categories, and they aren't always bearing official stamps of approval. God often comes to us and God often comes to us in and through people who are strangers. Jesus emphasizes that he can be found among the thirsty, the hungry, the homeless, the sick, prisoners, and outsiders. How can we offer them hospitality? I might add that strangers aren't just those coming from the outside. They can be as close as someone in our own family who needs our listening ear and accepting presence. In our gospel today, Jesus' opening statement emphasizes the cost of being his disciple. In his culture, one's identity, one's very life came from being a member of a family, and to be cast out was to lose one's identity. It was close to a form of death. Yet Jesus' disciples must be willing to give up their family, even their parents, if necessary, to follow him. He's very clear about what he's asking of his disciples, because they need to know the cost of following him, so that later, when they meet opposition, they will not be discouraged. But he also promised those who gave up their own way of life, their plans and their hopes, he promised that they would find life in him. Giving up everything for Jesus isn't just something we do on our own. Rather, as always, God takes the initiative by calling and welcoming us, and we respond. We hear the call and welcome it into our hearts. We give it a hospitable welcome. God accepts our welcome and comes closer to us. Jesus challenged his disciples not to allow any person or thing to take God's place in their lives. When Jesus says, "Whoever receives you receives me," he gives tremendous dignity to those he sends to proclaim his word, and he wants to send all of us. God began it all by sending Jesus to reveal God's love for the whole world. And in his turn, Jesus chose and continues to choose people to proclaim God's welcoming word. New believers come to the door of our church to experience the gift of new life in Christ. Witnessing to God's welcoming word is not reserved for the Pope, the bishops, priests, or other professional Christians. As a member of the RCIA team here, I am frequently told that the reason someone has chosen to become a Catholic is because of the welcome someone gave him or her when they visited Holy Trinity for the first time. So let us pray that as individuals, as a parish community, and indeed as a nation, that we will always have space in our hearts for the poor, the downtrodden, the outcast, and the stranger. I promise you, we'll receive far more than we ever give. Please stand to join me in the Nicene Creed, which you will find inside the cover of the blue hymnal.